So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were just, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people are like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times. So every single day, I'm literally going with my mind and I'm painting. I'm creating this masterpiece. And the masterpiece is always myself. But to do that, you cannot have any distractions. Because if you're talking to an artist and he's trying to think about the next painting, he can't. It's impossible to listen to you and listen to what your mind and body are telling you we must do. People don't do enough of. They don't do any of it. They don't have passion. They lack passion, drive, determination, because you haven't spent time with yourself. Your mind will tell you what is next. But you haven't spent the time to go. There's billions of people in this world, and they're all supposed to be individuals. But we have a pack mentality. That's why you're so fucking lost. And I have 30 miles to go. And I end up finding a way to get through that 30 miles. And when I got done with that race, it's the worst pain I can't even describe the pain of that last 30 miles to anybody. No one, it's very hard.
Whole body.
So when it ended, I'm literally dizzy going up my stairs to get to my house. I have my arms wrapped around her going up the stairs, and every flight of stairs I have to lay down, because I can't stay upright for too long or I'm gonna pass out. So I finally get in the house. And when I get in the house, I'm once again on the floor. I'm in the kitchen on the floor, just laying there. I finally make it to the bathroom, into the tub. I get rolled in the tub and she puts the water on me. I'm just laying there with the water coming on me. And what I pee out looks like Coca-Cola. And I'm laying there in the worst pain of my entire life. I'm shaking, I'm jacked up. And all I could think about was, I can't believe what I just done. Because when you get to 70 miles of a race and you felt the way I did, it was humanly impossible to even think about going 30 more miles in that shape. And once you do it, what came over me when that shower hit me and the reality hit that I just went 101 miles. And that last 31 miles was something that I can't even describe to people. And she's like, we gotta get you to the hospital. So at the time, my mom was seeing this doctor, and he was like, you know, so she's describing to my mom what I'm going through. He's like, you gotta get in the hospital now. And I just said, just shut up and let me enjoy this pain. I don't want anything to numb it. I don't want anything right now. Because what I had done was I just, in my mind, and people will take this wrong and take it as wrong as you want to. I don't really care. I had just climbed a mental wall that was amazing. And I didn't want anybody to take that pain away from me at that point, because that was all confirmation. Why am I so unique? I'm being exactly what the fuck I was supposed to be. I ain't follow shit. And when I did follow shit, I was like everybody else. The second I said, okay, man, hang on, dude. You don't like this. You don't like this. You don't like this. Who are you, David Goggins? Who are you supposed to be? Miraculously, all these things just... I couldn't even... The list of shit I had to do just... Wham! It's like, fuck, okay. Wow. Once you sit down with yourself and say, okay, I don't want to be like Michael Jordan or Jim Brown. They're both were on my birthday, so I looked at their birthday. It's like, oh, maybe I can be one of these. I can't. I'm going to be David fucking Goggins. And that looks like this. It just came. Everything flooded. So every single day of my life, there's a different thing that comes up that I have to do. But no one knows what to do because everybody else is following steps. And I went to the mirror, and the reflection in it revealed a lot of bad things. A lot of things that I was hiding behind the saggy pants. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror going like, God, dog, dude, you are something else, man. Like, you have created a character. I want to be at the cool guy table. And whatever I could do to get attention, I did. It wasn't me. It wasn't who I was inside. But I was scared for anybody to know who I was inside. So in that accountability mirror, I call it, I got real with myself. I said, you have a third grade reading level, which is hard to admit when you're a junior in high school, that you copied on every single thing you did because of fear they're going to put me in a special school. We all know what special means. I'm going to have a title on myself the rest of my life. And being cool, you don't have a title on yourself. So I started cheating. I was dumb. And people say, oh, you know, you had a learning disability. I had a learning disability, but I realized I was lazy. So I called myself out there. I called myself out every which way possible. I didn't call myself out. I was just honest. I was honest. Look at yourself, man. Look at yourself. And it was that day, in a couple of days after that, I just got real with myself. And every day I came home, I called the accountability mirror. What am I going to do today to change what I see in this mirror? What am I going to do today? And a lot of it was I stopped sitting with the cool guys. I actually tucked my shirt in and went to school looking like, hey, man, this is how I'm going to look. If you don't like it, so be it. I had to really wear this layer of skin. I had to develop a really calloused skin on me to take whatever you're going to call me, you're going to call me. Whatever I'm going to be, you know, I wasn't a geek, but whoever I am, you're going to see me. You're going to see me for who I am because I need to change who I'm not. And that accountability mirror just became raw. And when I became fat over the years, because I fell back in the hole, I called myself fat because I was fat. And people don't want to do that. They want to say, oh, don't call yourself fat. Don't call yourself dumb. If you're not real and raw with who the fuck you are, nothing's going to change. You're not even a human fucking being, bro. No way all you fuckers agree with all the same fucking shit. And I know I don't. So once you figure out yourself and who you are, all the answers come. So every night, a different painting is being painted. And it's a beautiful painting for myself. I'm like, okay, that's it. It may look the same to most motherfuckers, but the end result is very fucking different. That's why my laundry, if you look at what I've done in 49 years, it's more than most people ever do in their life because they were a race car driver. And that's what they did. They drove a fucking car. It's great. I was all kind of shit because that's exactly what the painting was saying to do. It's what the mind was saying to do. It wasn't saying just drive a car, so then that race car driver know what the fuck to do. He retires from being a race car driver and they're lost. People go, how are you still? I don't get it. Dude, you're never going to fill your list, but you never found your list because it never was presented in front of you because your head was cluttered with shit. Because you never just stopped for lots of minutes, lots of years, and just said, all right, it's me and you. Let it go. And it just Bam, it's right there. It's right there.